When is it okay to let go? At what point does the past become acceptable? Ready to forgive, let go of, or move on from? What difference is it if a thing happened 1 minute, a year, 10 years, a lifetime, or even 100,000 years ago? It is still and always will be in the past. Nothing can change what happened. No amount of feeling bad, holding grudges, unforgiving, anger, talking about it, making yourself or others feel bad about it can take it back or make it different in any way. It's gone, dear one. Let it go. Why wait for years, a lifetime, 100 lifetimes before you move on, forget it, or let it go? There is no point trying to feel bad enough for it to somehow change or for someone to pay for it, when the only one who is paying for it is you, with the poisoning of your present moment, which can never be replaced, renewed, or lived again. So does it make sense to ruin your now by crying, ruminating over, or trying to change the past? Why relive the past only for you to go through the same thing again and again and again and again and again? What is the payoff, dear one? Don't you want to be happy? Why do you torture yourself like this? Don't you see the vicious circle? You are corrupting your present moment over your unforgiving of the past, thus creating another moment, a future, and a present now where you experience the same thing all over again. How about radical nowism? Just living in the now, fresh, alive, fully spontaneous action, truth, and acting without thinking or second guessing is the highest form of being. You can never live fully with one foot or eye in the past. In fact, it is a betrayal of the present, the now that may not be lived fully because you were too busy worrying about or trying to change the past. This moment of now is a present that you will never get back. Live life to the max, with a handbrake off, and give yourself totally to the moment. Live it fully, and it will reward you in ways you cannot even dream. Trust me, if you do, life will reward you beyond measure. Whoop, boom, and it's gone. Did you live it, resist it, or regret it? At the end of your life, you will regret the things you didn't do more than those you do. So do more, act more, live more, and give more. Because before you know it, the moment is gone, never to return. If you don't, you may never have another moment to regret, try to change, worry about, or forgive. And off you go again. Forget and let go of everything you think you know about yourself and your life. Let go of everything and become one with now, dear one. As Carlos Castaneda said, if you have no personal history, no explanations are needed. Nobody is angry or disillusioned with your acts. And above all, no one pins you down with their thoughts. It is best to erase all personal history, because that makes us free from the encumbering thoughts of other people. I have, little by little, created a fog around me and my life, and now nobody knows for sure who I am or what I do. Not even I. How can I know who I am when all I am is this? Can you live the life of a warrior of the now?